them all the good things in this life, and most important, teach them how to be open and attentive and loving when the world around them is shaped. And it really doesn't matter when you know love's battle, but you know that it's all in vain. Every woman that's a living in the world today, and I is me, and I'm a looking for the woman that tells me she is free. And we all can live together, we all can live in peace, we all can be the love together to make the world at ease. We're working through a sea of troubles that the world around us makes. And it really doesn't matter when you know love's pattern, cause you know that it's all in vain.
John Phillips by a special request from CFNY, and we and Doot Doot, another request there by Froyer. It's 7:20, time to look at the latest traffic results, and with the scoreboard, here is Worn Down.
Brought to you by those little cookies with the white thing right in the center. I like the ones with the red thing in the center, too, Petey. Traffic is now building all over Metro. The Queenie, very slow going as you approach the Highway 10 area from the west, and the Gardner eastbound at the Humber River Bridge. Still very slow and busy due to the closing of one lane by disabled tractor-trailer. Other accident locations include College and Spadina, and also Sheerbourne at Shooter. That's traffic, and here's my pal Pete.
Air Canada, all on time. Air Ontario reporting one cancellation, and that's flight 808, and can you guess where that cancellation is?
I'd guess Sarnia.
Very good guess, because that flight has been canceled for the last 8 times in a row. Now, they've got a problem with that hot air balloon. They're waiting for more politicians traveling into that area to blow it up for them so they can travel.
I don't think anybody flies into Sarnia.
Truly, canceled because lack of interest,
that's
I guess.
Right. Maybe no peanuts either.
It's 7:21.
For everybody who works hard and does their best. If you think beer with a beak that age tastes is cool, this one's for you.
This one's to you. For being on the job and working hard all day. This one's to you. You know your best and nothing less can make it all the way. Yeah.
Budweiser, brewed in Ontario by Labatt.
Don't pass this one by. The summer clearance sale at Stu's Tire. It's their biggest sale of the year, and it's happening now while supplies last. You won't find a better price anywhere on BF Goodrich Radial TA60s or BF Goodrich Advantage TAs, and you'll get free installation to boot. Get the BF Goodrich TA Advantage working for you during the summer clearance sale at Stu's Tire. Free installation, fast service, and the finest performance, too, at Stu's Tire. 4 big bays to serve you at the corner of Jane and Lawrence.
What have you got there, Watson?
My Wintario ticket, Holmes.
Ah, yes. Any idea what the mystery bonus prize will be, Watson?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it's a car.
A car, really? How do you deduce that? I mean, it could be any number of things, couldn't it? Why not $10,000 or a microwave oven?
I want a car, that's why.
Don't be ridiculous, Watson.
Look at all the Wintario winners who've won cars.
Quite a few, aren't there?
My point exactly.
Pete Trummel is on location now to bring us a progress report on the demolition of the Harborfront grain elevators. Anybody driving into work or back home along the Gardner Expressway sees this ugly sight on the skyline of Toronto. How long have you guys been working on this now, Gates?
Hi, Pete. What?
How long have the guys been working on demolishing these grain elevators?
Yeah, about a year and a half now, Pete.
About a year and a half.
Yeah.
It's certainly taking a long time, and I know that when the elevators come down, you're going to put in grain escalators.
Yeah, that's right. It's a lot nicer looking, too.
Yes.
You know, we're going to use a lot of, plastic and white and chrome. It's going to look very cosmopolitan there, Pete.
Now, you've tried various explosive charges.
Yeah,
see this morning you've got a wrecking ball that's all polished and it's chrome. That looks really good.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing there, Pete.
Is this going to be more effective?
That's indigestion from the old chippy truck. Sorry for that.
I think you better bring your own lunch, I think.
Yeah.
Got to be very careful.
I sell my lunch and buy stuff from the jimmy truck.
Now, I understand this new wrecking ball, this chrome ball, is spring-loaded. Is
that
right?
That's right, Petey.
Okay. Are you all set to use it now?
Yeah, we're all set to use it.
Okay, and let's hope that this brings those great elevators.
All right, Fred.
Okay.
Look at that.
Bounced off one of the elevators. You got 5,000 points there.
That's right. It's going up. 7,000. Okay, all right. Okay.
Use the flippers.
I got the flippers. I got the damn flippers. Don't worry about that, you know.
You're up to 50,000 points.
Oh, it's going to be a good one. It's going to be. I'm going to get a free game out of this sucker.
Yeah, if you get up to 60,000. Now, there you go. You got a free game there.
60,000. Okay, I'm going to go for two. If I get to 79,000, watch this, Petey.
Oh, you tilted it. What about the grain elevators?
Oh, they're still there, Pete.
From the 18th century cobblestone streets, with the horse and the carriages to rest our feet, to the train and city tram, came the birth of mechanical man. With mechanical man came the automobile, Henry Ford's Model T with an engine on wheels, and a crazy race began, with a car for every man, a limousine, hot rod, beetle, and a van, maybe just an old sedan. Yellow lights, the gear got in hand. We're heading for a great day, for a worldwide traffic jam. With all the hoops and the toots and the traffic roots to fill a loving land. What the hoops gonna win, this great big race, the mechanical man, or the natural pace. From the backseat Romeo and lover's lane, to the family car on a highway to Spain, there's a car for every need, with the shape, the color and speed, yeah. It's the 20th century's technical toy, full of buttons and dials, full of comfort and joy, but the number's going up. I wonder where it's gonna stop. The limousine, hot rod, beetle, and the van, it's gonna go way out of hand. We're heading for a great big worldwide traffic jam. With only red lights, green lights, yellow lights. We're heading for a great big worldwide traffic jam.
sound. I'll sing about the fruit makes world go round. In the Garden of Eden, Eve started to fall, but the fruit that she fancied weren't an apple at all. It was Adam's cucumber.
Fimbisla.
E, a great cucumber.
Fimbisla.
A massive cucumber.
Big and strong.
Fig leaf cucumber.
Come and do the cucumber.
In the cucumber frame, one cucumber grows, and it stretches from me knees up to my nose. It'll fill up your belly, make you feel all right. You can gobble the fruit each and every night. Delicious cucumber.
In the garden.
A monstrous cucumber.
Beg your pardon.
A nice firm cucumber.
Such a harden.
Enormous cucumber.
Come and do the cucumber.
Now down by the Humber, the wife of the plumber, she did the rumba on my cucumber. She went and got her neighbours and her sister or two, and the district nurse, and they all said, oh, look at that cucumber.
What a sight.
What a fat cucumber.
Satisfied.
Romantic cucumber.
With a prize.
Gigantic cucumber.
Come and do the cucumber.
My fruity friend amused them so, so I got me Captain Jacket getting ready to go. I said, did you like my big cucumber? They all said, ooh, make your cucumber do one more number. Trusty cucumber,
show them how.
Lusty cucumber,
I did and how.
Lovely cucumber,
goodbye now.
Good gracious cucumber,
goodbye now.
Champion cucumber,
goodbye now.
Natty dread cucumber,
goodbye now.
Cucumber in a Babylon,
goodbye now.
Oh, what a lovely cucumber,
goodbye now.
That's the Cucumber Song by Ivor Biggin and the Red Nose Burglars. For all our veggie friends out there, as Frank Zappa says, you should talk to your vegetables once in a while. Say hello to a tomato or a
rutabaga.
A rutabaga or an eggplant.
People don't like rutabagas.
No, they don't.
No.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe it's the name, rutabagas.
Yeah.
How about artichoke hearts? I know a guy that wouldn't eat artichoke hearts because he thought they were real hearts.
7:30, it's time now for the news. For Leon's Furniture, here again is Mike Stafford.
Thank you, Peter. Increasing clouds today, a couple of showers and the chance of a thunderstorm developing later. A high around 27, showers ending tonight, down to 19. July 1st, Friday, holiday Friday, very warm and humid with a shower or two, maybe a thunderstorm.
Include
such things as banquets and a visual presentation of past party high points, which may not last too long. Sea Channel says bye-bye tonight. They will show a country music extravaganza until 12 o'clock. Then the Sea Channel logo will go up on your screen. An announcer will say thank you and goodbye. And as O Canada sings through your speakers, a roll of credits listing the people who helped Sea Channel over its past 5 months will roll on by. Network President Ed Cowan says Ottawa had a lot to do with the pay TV channel's failure. He says federal attitudes and regulations, such as Canadian content, kept the network from succeeding commercially. Ontario's Ombudsman Donald Morand has made his final yearly report to the legislature. He quits on July 15th. In the report, Morand says his office has reduced its backlog of cases to an all-time low. It was a recommendation from Mr. Moran that led to the province to compensate investors in the Remore Investment Management Corporation collapse. The Ombudsman investigates complaints against the government on behalf of citizens. Members of Toronto's gay community are concerned about AIDS within its ranks and growing public hostility from the outside. They've been told the worst thing they have to fear is fear itself. It wasn't FDR saying that. It was Michael Lynch, an associate professor at the U of T, who told homosexuals at a public forum last night at Jarvis Collegiate to come out of the closet and organize to fight for better health care. AIDS is the condition that diminishes the body's ability to ward off infections. It's usually fatal. At least 29 cases of AIDS have been confirmed in Canada, 17 of which have resulted in death. But it is still spreading rapidly. Researchers anticipate the number of cases will double within 6 months. In Canada, all AIDS victims have been gay, Haitian, or hemophiliac. In the U.S., users of intravenous drugs have also been stricken. Because AIDS in homosexuals is linked to multiple sexual partners, Professor Lynch urged the audience to choose your priorities between casual sex and life. A study by a San Francisco-based group says though the U.S. infant mortality rate has steadily dropped, the gap between black and white infant deaths has grown. The study says the percentage of black infants who die is almost twice as high as that for white babies. Prince Mongo back in the news again this morning. The self-styled extraterrestrial who got into hot water Earthside for uncourtly attire has been released from jail in Tennessee. Prince Mongo, or Robert Hodges on his birth certificate, says he's a prince from outer space, from the planet Zambodia. He was cited for contempt of court when he appeared on Tuesday wearing green body paint, goggles, and a fur loincloth. Prince Mongo was released on a $1,000 bond pending appeal. He'd been jailed after that colorful court appearance, which included a stuffed snake and a human skull. He'd originally been charged with tampering with an electric meter. Hodges' lawyer appealed the contempt citation, saying his client had the First Amendment right to show up in court dressed whatever he wanted, whatever way he wanted. His costume, by the way, according to Prince Mongo, at least has a religious significance. Prince Charles, who is not from the planet Zambodia, I forget where he's from, and Princess Diana arrived in Edmonton yesterday for the final stop on their 18-day Canadian tour. Diana was the star, of course. Nobody listened to Charles during his speeches. Everyone was trying to get a glimpse of Lady and Princess Di. Charles and Diana will officially open the World University Games tomorrow and then fly home. And that's the news from CFNY for Leon's.
There's no place like Leon's.
It's the last week of our free interest plus instant rebate offer and your last chance for free interest on furniture and carpet. Plus instant rebates throughout the store. And you'll pay no provincial sales tax if you shop now.
There's no place like Leon's. There's no place like Leon's.
There's nothing like free interest on furniture and carpet. And instant rebates for even greater savings on furniture, appliances, and carpet. But shop now. This is the last big week for super bonuses like these at Leon's. And when you shop now, you pay no provincial sales tax.
There's no place like Leon's.
Save up to 50% off carpet and area rugs. Get installation, delivery, or underpad free. Plus free interest and no provincial sales tax.
There's no place like Leon's.
Open Monday to Saturday, 10 till 10. Toronto East on Markham Road, north of Shepherd. Toronto West on Gordon McKay Road off Jane, just south of the 401.
He's the best. He's worn down with traffic for nuts and bolts.
Yes, I am, and we've got some accidents. Jane and Eggleton, Young and Steele's, Danforth Road east of Warden. And the prize of the morning is an oil tanker lost its load at Church and Carlton. And this will be necessitating the closing of the intersection and disrupting the streetcar line through there. Once again, that's Church and Carlton. We've got oil all over the road, and the fire department is on the scene. And police are saying, avoid the area if you can, or unless you need something for your hair. That is traffic brought to you by Nuts and Bolts, everybody. And despite the long weekend shutdowns throughout the city, Toronto's number one numero uno danzo clubbo remains open till 3 a.m. all weekend long. Bolt on down tonight and go nuts at Nuts and Bolts. And dance, everybody, at 277 Victoria. Come on, dance.
Get down. Get out.
Drive me to Hamilton.
I just came here. What's going on?
Oh, you missed it, Mike. You missed the dance. Hey,
Fred Patterson's baseball. Yankees, Wankees, Blue Jays.
Everything. All alone at the top, Miker. That is the position of the Toronto Blue Jays this morning. The Jays did their job last night and received some help from the Yankees in Baltimore. The Jays beat Minnesota 4-2, while the Yanks beat the O's and the Brew Crew beat the Bengals. The combination gives the Jays a full game lead atop the East. It wasn't expected to be, but probably the best move the Jays made during the offseason was the acquisition of Cliff Johnson. This man continues to deliver the big hit. Last night, the score was tied 2-2 in the eighth. The Jays had two out. Johnson came through with an RBI double. For Johnson, his fourth game-winning RBI on the current road trip, his eighth on the season. Jim Clancy went the distance for the victory. He's 7-5. Now, the three-game series in Minnesota wraps up this afternoon. Game time is 1 o'clock. Luis Leal will pitch for the Jays. Al Williams for the Twins. The Jays own a full game lead over Baltimore and Detroit. Dave Righetti recorded his first major league shutout as the Yanks pasted the Orioles 7-0. In Milwaukee, the Brewers got a two-out, two-run triple from Rick Manning in the bottom of the ninth to slip past the Tigers 4-3. Thank you very much, said the Jays. Elsewhere, Chicago beat Seattle 5-3. California clipped Texas 2-1. The Rangers and Halos are tied atop the West. Oakland lambasted Kansas City 11-6. Cleveland and Boston split a pair. The Tribe took the first game 5-3. The Bo Sox took the second game 11-10. Montreal Expos lost a half game on St. Louis last night. They split a doubleheader with the Phillies. Montreal won the first game 5-2. The Phils won the second 3-2. In that first game, Steve Rogers improved his record to 11-3. He beat Steve Carlton. Montreal leads the Cards by four full games. St. Louis beat the Mets 4-3. Atlanta hammered Houston 11-1. Cincinnati edged San Francisco 7-6. San Diego unloaded on the Dodgers 13-2. And the Cubbies shut out Pittsburgh 5-0. The pitching staffs have been named for the All-Star game. Topping the list is the Jays' Dave Steeb, although that doesn't necessarily mean he'll get the start. Other American League pitchers, Ron Guidry, Rick Honeycutt, Rick Sutcliffe, Matt Young, Dan Quisenberry, Bob Stanley, and Aurelio Lopez. For the National, it's Steve Rogers, Dave Dravecki, Atlee Hamaker, Gary Lavelle, Fernando Valenzuela, Mario Soto, Pascual Perez, Jesse Orozco, Bill Dolly, and Lee Smith. One of the most colorful players ever to play in the major leagues is calling it quits. Mark the Bird Friedrich is ending his two-year comeback attempt. Friedrich had a great rookie season, then had some arm problems, and that was that. The Bird was never the same. Alan Eagleson is attempting to have Mike Pometier's knee insured for $1 million through Lloyd's of London. Pometier wants a long-term contract with the Leafs and is prepared to take a little less money for the security. Pommy would like a 5-year deal. However, the Leafs aren't sure his gimpy knee would hold out that long. Eagleson is trying to work out a deal with Lloyd's whereby the Leafs would get their money back should anything go wrong. The Hamilton Ticats got their butts kicked in Ottawa last night in the final preseason game for both clubs. The Ruffies demolished the Tabbies 47-30. J.C. Watt's left notice. He's back in form. He fired two touchdown passes and led Ottawa to a 32-15 halftime lead. Chris Isaac had a pretty good game himself. He fired one touchdown pass and proved he'll be a worthy backup to Watts. As for the Ticats, until they get a coach, they can forget it. This team may finish dead last in the East this year. Believe me, that could happen. One other game last night, the Edmonton Eskimos finished their preseason at 1-3 after a 32-31 loss to Calgary. Tragedy in Monroe, Louisiana yesterday. Joe Delaney, one of the NFL's leading running backs, drowned. He was attempting to save two boys who had fallen into a water hole. One of the boys drowned as well. Delaney played with Kansas City, where he rushed for over 1,100 yards in 1981, his rookie season. He was only 24. Just what we need, another pro football league. Today in New York, a group of men will announce the formation of the International Football League, which will compete not with the NFL, but with the USFL. Spring and summer schedule. Can you believe it? The ladies' semifinals are set to go at Wimbledon today. Billie Jean King against Andrea Jaeger. Yvonne Vermaak against Martina Navratilova. The men's semis were decided yesterday. John McEnroe will play Yvonne Lendl. Kevin Curran against Chris Lewis. McEnroe beat Sandy Mayer yesterday. Curran beat Tim Mayotte. The men's semis are tomorrow. Larry Holmes will defend his WBC heavyweight title against Marvis Fraser sometime in the fall. That's Smokin' Joe's son. The LPGA Tour comes to Canada this week. The best in ladies golfer in Montreal for the Peter Jackson Classic. And repeating, the Wankies won last night again 25-11 over St. Leonard's Lions. A big 13-run, sixth inning. Turned the trick. Darren Wozelek.
Cheese peanuts.
Two home runs. Two home runs in that one inning.
Two in one inning.
You mean? With two out.
You went through the lineup twice?
Yes, we did, and he got home runs each time, and this was after two were out. And Kevin, he got a home run in that inning, too, among other people, too, including myself. I stroke one. A towering drive. Oh, it was beautiful. Right onto the street, hit a car.
Hit a car.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, we're running a little late.
Oh, we are, so we better say goodbye till 8:30, and the forecast is after this.
Yeah.
to share.
CFNY, Toronto weather, increasing cloud today, a couple of showers, chance of a thunderstorm developing late today, a high 27, showers ending tonight down to 19, very warm and humid Friday with a chance of some rain, maybe a thunderstorm, a high of 31. Currently 18 degrees, and now back to music with Pete and Geets from CFNY.
At 7:45, this is XTC.
Hey!
XTC from CFNY 102 and Generals and Majors. Kevin, you're performing again tonight down at Winnie's, is that correct?
That's correct.
And want to invite a few people to join Kevin, have a pint of bitters down at Winnie's. That's where's that located?
Booze and Food on Kevin. It's in the Cumberland Terrace.
Right, and you can't miss it because, as you said, there's a
big giant sign of a dog on Cumberland Street smoking a pipe.
Mm-hmm. And that says Winnie's.
Yeah, between Young and Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Young and Bay on Cumberland.
And you're going to be there?
I'm going to be there about 9 o'clock tonight, playing records, having fun,
and
picking
having
up girls.
Okay, and having a few drinks. And if you want to go down and have
a free
dinner.
People for dinner. If you like a free dinner, give me a call. 453-7970.
Call and ask for Kevin O'Leary, and dinner and a few drinks are on him tonight down at Winnie's. No obligation. That's what you think. It's 7:50.
Somebody's got a broken muffler.
Somebody's tailpipe's hanging low.
Somebody needs new shock absorber.
Just one place to go. Be somebody. Come to Speedy. Be somebody.
Days, it's important to make every dollar count when it comes to keeping your car on the road. Muffler problem? Drive into Speedy Muffler. We won't let you spend money on things you don't need. We show you the problem and that's all we fix. You get a guaranteed estimate, no extra charges. And if you need a new muffler, we guarantee it for as long as you own the car. So make your dollars count at Speedy. And remember, at Speedy, you're a somebody who gets their money's worth.
Be somebody, Speedy.
There are 22 Speedy Muffler King shops in the metropolitan Toronto area, including one at 1685 Wilson Avenue at Jane.
Return of the Jedi. From the desert fortress of Jabba the Hutt to the forest city of the Ewoks. This is the climactic chapter in the Star Wars saga. Remember the Force. Rejoice in the triumph. Return of the Jedi. A Lucasfilm from 20th Century Fox.
Now playing at a theater near you. Check your local listings.
Here they are. The boys in the bright white sports car. Everyone's waiting for you. Waiting for you and the blue.
Traffic news now from McBride Cycles. Here's Worn Down.
Yeah. Hey, Petey, we still have accidents. Jane at Finch, Bloor at Church. Also, southbound Bathurst at Eglinton, the Don Valley Parkway, southbound just north of Lawrence. And avoid the Church-Carlton intersection. Oil tanker has lost its load there. My gosh. And the fire department is on the scene now, washing down the street. So it's a mess in that area. That, of course, is Church and Carlton. Avoid it if you can. And there's still time for that June wedding. You can make a proposal on a brand new Honda XR, CR, or XL at McBride Cycle, the June dirt sale. We'll be over shortly, but McBride Cycle will give you the greatest price of ever on a Honda right now, and you'll live happily ever after on a Honda.
Increasing clouds today, a few showers and a chance of a thunderstorm developing late in the day, a high of 27. Showers ending tonight, down to 19 overnight. Very warm and humid tomorrow, chance of a shower or thunderstorm developing by the afternoon with a high of 31. It's 18 degrees right now. Here's good news for you, Geets. I know that one of the highlights of every summer in the city is the Geets Romo Garden Party.
Yes, that's right, Peter.
And the headlines jump right out of the sun here. No ban on backyard bunnies.
That's
for
right.
Now,
yes,
now
Pete.
It wouldn't be a Romo backyard garden party without Cupcakes O'Toole.
That's right.
She's always been the highlight of your garden parties, which features Kool-Aid and Freshie for $9.95. What's the admission price to the garden party?
$87.50, and we have
have hot dogs going. You know,
how many hot dogs are you going to have this year?
Two.
We've got two. You slice those up a bit,
that's,
I guess.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, down right now, over the weekend, they're going to have 5 cent hot dogs down at Queen's Park, but because of inflation, the 5 cent hot dogs at my garden party are going for $55 each.
Now we should specify here that these are the 1 inch hot dogs.
Yeah, that's right. Those tiny, and I'm going to have two of those.
Yeah, you're going to have two of those.
Two of those
on an actual plate.
That's right. Uh huh.
Now the whole idea of the Romo Garden Party, of course, is that Geets is just too cheap to buy a lawnmower.
That's right. And people come in and
trample the grass right down. And it's all set for the next year.
That's right.
But I know that's good news. The ban on backyard bunnies will not apply to your garden party this year. Now, the ban at City Hall continues on cows, bulls, steers, goats, pigs, sheep, chickens, ducks. Wait a minute. I've seen some ducks in the city.
Really?
Turkeys.
Turkeys.
I've seen a lot of turkeys at City Hall.
I know some turkeys.
Hares, oxen, jackasses. Now, wait a minute. How are they going to control this? They can't control some of the jackasses around.
Yeah, the politicians. How are they going to control those?
Donkeys, mules, and geese.
Yes.
I've seen those within the city limits many times. Now, what about some of the other animals that
don't elephants,
have?
Yes. Rhinos. Yeah.
Dwarf rhino, you keep dressing it up in a dog suit. But yeah, I think they're going to catch you this year.
Boy, when he goes on the street, he goes on the street. You know, I need a shovel to get that sucker
out. When we have more information about the Geets Romo Garden Party, we'll keep you informed. But that is good news. No ban on backyard bunnies.
That's true.
Cupcakes O'Toole will be performing this year.
Also, a good thing, too, is when I take my slug out for a walk, you know, on the leash, I'm safe with that as well.
Yeah, don't come near my place.
Oh, really? EMI Sex Pistols.
Hello there, Malcolm.
Hello.
There's an unlimited supply, and there is no reason why. I tell you, it was all a frame. They only did it because of fame. Who? Too many people had the stuff. Too many people support us. An unlimited amount. Too many outlets in a month. Friends were crucified the day they wished that we had died. We are an addition. We are ruled by none. Ever. Never. Ever. That we was faking, that we all was just money making. You do not believe we are for real, or you would lose your cheap appeal. Don't judge a book by the cover, unless you cover just another. And blind acceptance is a sign of stupid fools who stand in line, like EMI. 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 Unlimited edition. With an unlimited supply. That was the only reason we
all had to say goodbye. The message is by. And there's no reason why. I tell you it was all a frame. They only did it cause of fame. I do not need the pressure. I can't stand those useless fools. There's an unlimited supply. Hello, EMI.
Goodbye, A&M.
CFNY-FM, 102.1, the spirit of radio.
Time flies. My time crawls like an insect up and down the wall. The conspiracy of silence falls to revolutionize my course.
Sex Pistols and Magazine from CFNY 102. It's 8:02.
Santa, Santa, for the sake of a comfortable home. Too young to take control. Mother's little weapon for when father broke the rules. He never wanted her or me. He just wanted to be free. There's a risk and a twist, and all is from the girl you missed by minutes on the day you were hit. Set up every opportunity to make me like them. Set up no control.
One step up leads to another. Two step up to lie to each other. One step up.
I've got to change my appearance and get rid of the name. They did it with mirrors. They did it without pain. I was set up and held up and stuffed in a cage. Don't get up and say it was some other mother. I'm sure enough it was you that planted me. Is there anyone out there who can change this atmosphere? And it's a setup. Opportunity to make me like them. Set up. Born into a world where I had no control.
One set up leads to another. Two set up to lie to each other. One set up leads to another. One or two set up to lie to each other.
They did it.
Rupert Hine, by a special request from CFNY, that's for Sue, and set up. It's 8:06.
Dave Nash again on Canada's Wonderland Question Line. Hello?
Dave, do not panic. I repeat, do not panic. I want to report a UFO over Canada's Wonderland.
Oh, you must have seen the powerful lasers practicing for our spectacular nights of fire.
You mean the aliens have got lasers? Oh my gosh, we're gonna get creamed!
No, they don't have the lasers. Canada's Wonderland does.
Good, let's cream them!
Sir, you don't understand. The brilliant colored lasers clashing in midair are part of the amazing nights of fire at Canada's Wonderland. And there'll also be fireworks and a spectacular eruption of Wonder Mountain.
The aliens are gonna blow up Wonder Mountain?
No, we are. And with a special coupon from Loblaws, you get $4 off a park passport. So you can spend all day riding the thrilling rides and then enjoy the nights of fire at no extra charge.
That's great, Dave, but what about the aliens?
There are no aliens. But even if there were, they might be friendly.
So let's cream them anyway.
Remember, for the best days of your summer, just say I'm going to Canada's Wonderland.
Oh, you got me!
Today's your last chance to buy a Canada's Wonderland season pass and save $10. Pick one up today for only $29.95 at Ticketron and at the park.
You take a Carlsberg beer, you take a Carlsberg Light. With a light, refreshing taste, give your friends a choice that's right. Make it a Carlsberg twin pack, the only case approved with regular and light for you.
If you want a convenient way to offer good friends a good choice in beer, Carlsberg Twin Pack. 12 light, 12 regular.
Make it a twin pack, the time is right. For Carlsberg and Carlsberg Light, twin pack.
It's time to look at traffic news.
Yeah.
And here comes Warren Down for the Acme Doll Repair and Welding School. We can spot weld those eyeballs in within 24 hours. Warren Down.
Thank you very much, Peter. We still have a pile of accidents around. Adelaide at University, Bathurst at Glengarry, and also Church and Carlton is totally blocked off with the exception of the TTC streetcars. They're getting through. Firemen are still washing down the street after that oil spill, and there's no estimate as to when it'll be reopened. Police are requesting motorists avoid that area, which is Church and Carlton, Peter.
Thank you, Warren. It's 8:08, Lardette. Before I get to you,
yeah.
I want your reaction to a letter in the Sun this morning. This comes from a Miss Daryl Reside, Vice President of the Canadian Association for Free Expression Incorporated,
yeah.
whatever that is, and
yeah.
I'd like to know more about that.
My favorite.
Here's the letter. Ann Johnson has demonstrated once more, and this is the key word, the humorless and unimaginative attitude of feminist watchdogs. The pamphlet promoting the Canadian Public Works exhibition offends Johnson by using a photo of an attractive female garbage collector dressed in a skimpy bathing suit made from a green trash bag. She, in fact, finds this material so very sexist and degrading that she feels obligated to ask the Canadian Advertising Standards Council to ban the photo. While most will find this advertisement novel and clever, feminists of Johnson's ilk are personally outraged and sanctimonious. They wish to impose their musty puritanical attitudes on the general public. Now, I know you kind of agree with the writer of that letter because
yeah.
you have on
yeah.
a trash bag bathing suit.
Yeah,
and it
right.
looks lovely. Just bring it over.
Yeah,
come over here. What's this?
A
couple of tea bags here?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I put it on. I didn't.
Orange
I forgot
peels.
That the trash was still in the
yes.
bag.
Here, Peter. And, oh, you're all set for the beach.
And here's the chicken bones. Here.
Chicken bones.
Yeah.
Oh, a little pocket where you put
yeah,
the chicken
right.
bones.
Yeah, And here's the coals from the barbecue.
Right.
Here.
There's an empty beer can
yeah.
in here. And,
yeah, that's right.
Boy, you're
yeah.
all set for the beach or the garbage can,
yeah, that's
whichever
right.
comes first.
Yeah,
here, right. let me that's just pick you up over here.
Oh, sorry, I fell on your feet.
You're all set. By the way, there's no pickup this Friday.
Oh, really?
No. It's 8:10.
Waiting to come through.
Girl, David Bowie from CFNY. Kevin, have you seen the video that goes with that particular song?
No, I've heard about it, though.
Yeah, I have, too. Apparently, they do a scene in the All Together. All Together, on the beach.
Really?
Yes.
My goodness gracious.
Ivor has it. We'll have to look at it.
Yeah, I haven't checked that one out. Toya back there. It is 8:19.
Got some real drive satisfaction.
Chevrolet is taking charge of summer fun with Chevy Cavalier. Taking charge with high compression 2-liter power, available 5-speed transmission, and a low price that'll really make the sun shine for you. Are you ready?
Cavalier, Cavalier, good to drive my Cavalier, 'cause I'm ready.
I'm here to tell you about Wendy's brand new hot and juicy boneless breast of chicken sandwich. Now, what's new about that, you ask?
Excuse me, young fella. Huh? I can answer that.
Well, I...
Name's Clarence and I know chicken. I love chicken.
Good.
Tasted pretty near every chicken sandwich ever been invented.
That's amazing, Clarence, but...
Including them newfangled pre-formed chicken sandwiches. Yes,
but Wendy's wouldn't dream
of... You ever seen a pre-formed chicken?
Not in person, no.
All chipped and chopped and pressed and patted till you don't have a leg to stand on.
Oh, my.
Don't hardly look like a chicken at all.
Ah, well, now that's the news, you see. Wendy's uses only boneless breast of chicken.
Chicken-style chicken, I call it. And you know what you get on top?
Let's see. Lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise.
Well, any dang thing you like. That's what.
Well, now that's a fresh approach.
No bones about it.
That's fresh.
That's class.
That's Wendy's.
Relaxing a while, sharing a smile. Hey, what a day. We got Canadian here, and it's my kind of beer. Hey, what a great day.
Break away.
Yeah, break away.
To the good times.
Yeah, break away.
Maybe some Canadians break away.
Break away to the good times.
Stand back, give them air. Here comes Warren Down with traffic news for Nuts and Bolts.
Well, PD, it's still slow going on all the highways and the byways of our lives. We've got another accident in. It's Woodbine at Girard involving a bus and a car. And they're still mopping up at Carlton and Church because of that intersection being completely blocked off because of an oil spill. People are down there right now and getting the old Vitalis look. And also, we have no major problems on the highways and the byways of our lives, except they're all very busy. And that is traffic brought to you by Nuts and Bolts. And despite the long weekend shutdowns throughout the city, Toronto's number one dance club remains open till 3 a.m. all weekend long. You can bolt on down there tonight and go nuts at 277 Victoria.
8:22. Time to play Stump the Glump again, Geets.
Okay.
Here's a legitimate story. You don't win a prize for this.
Oh.
From Clayton, Missouri, in the paper this morning. I'll start reading the story, and the minute you feel that you know the punchline, you jump in here, okay?
Okay.
A public defender is refusing to represent a man charged with stealing a credit card because the suspect allegedly also stole... the lawyer's credit card.
Really?
Went out for a beer and a burger, and as he left the room, his wallet was missing, and his credit card was gone. I guess the guy was just trying to charge up legal fees on his lawyer's credit card.
Yeah, well, his defense lawyer is now saying, arrest this man.
Arrest that guy. I won't defend him. Live, Peter Gabriel from CFNY.
We'll be right back.
opinion. In an open mind, your values are twisted. That has helped you unwind. Look like me, talk like me. You know how it is.
For little Peter Gabriel, I guess it's time to skedaddle out of here, Geeks.
That's right, here at the old house of Pete and Geeks.
A lot of repair work here. Ooh, the shutters are falling off. And,
yes. Look at the kitchen cupboards just hanging there, Pete.
When are you going to do the dishes?
Well, at least we're not sitting out in the field in a chair.
It looks like an accordion, all those dishes stuck together in the sink there.
Oh, look, he just fell on Rosemary.
I wonder if the Sunshine Girl was the first one. Susie.
Pig?
No, not a pig. She's cute.
The band is leaving the stage there.
That's right, Pete. We'll have to just move over and make a little time for Bill Deegan.
Why don't we get another studio? Then we don't have to move over, you know.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's 8:30 now, and it's time for the news brought to you by... Cycle World. Get the shock of your life at any of their three locations. Here's Mike Stafford.
Thank you, Peter.
complicated mind. Chasing after money, dreams that can't come true. Your life can be so different, there's better things to do. Don't ever plan your future, just one way to get through. Find the pleasure things to do. Let us plan the future, just one way.